This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome back from Hanukkah, Christmas, the holidays, however you celebrate it. I hope you were able to spend time with family and friends. It's fun to celebrate, folks, in a time when sanity rules. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I reflect back on the decades of insanity. Insanity, I'm talking pure, unadulterated insanity, unchecked, that led to Barack Obama becoming president of the United States, the era of nothing. I'm grateful that our ability to endure led to the era of everything, folks, the era of Donald Trump. And I'm not talking about those people out there that are still kind of like, oh, Kevin, I'm not all about Trump. I get it. I'm not either. I'm all about results, baby. Yeah, see, that's what Kevin Jackson focuses on, results. I'm not one of these black folks, these what I call, you know, Negroes that are the field Negroes that are out there talking about, oh, well, at least he tried, Kev. At least he tried. No, no, no. I'm going to be in the big house with the white folks waiting for the black man that comes along that says, oh, no, it ain't about trying, baby. It's about results. There's a joke amongst leftist blacks that say, hey, give us the gays. Give us the gay lobby. Whoever is in charge of gays, will you please put them in charge of blacks? Because gays get stuff done. Whether it's at the detriment of the rest of society or not, they don't care. But they get stuff done. Black folks need people to get things done. Ergo, I give you the first real black president, Donald Trump. Oh, I know, Bill Clinton was, because he could play some sax and like big, chubby black white women. Yeah, he liked chubby white women and could play a musical instrument. Let's make him the first official black president. Then we get a half black president. And everybody's like, no, he's the official first black president. Then when baby black Jesus, or baby half black Jesus, didn't do anything, now what? You got your original first black president, the real first black president, in the form of a white billionaire Republican. That's right. Kevin Jackson breaking it down for you. I'm grateful, folks, for everything that led up to Donald Trump. A godsend. Are you a God-fearing individual? I am. A Christ follower. Failed. So failed. It's okay. God forgives me, forgives you. Won't you try moving closer? There's nothing wrong with that. That's what you want. Your kids fail. You don't write them off, do you? You go, come here, little knucklehead. Get over here. And you dust them off. Everything that led up to Donald Trump is about God. All you God-fearing Christians out there, to celebrate it. Celebrated Christmas. The Jews that celebrated Hanukkah. Be glad for what you did. Be glad for what's coming up. Anyway, what happened this year? Another record year for retail. Up 3.4% from last year. The president said it's the most in history. I don't know. Don't look at me. Here's what I do know. I've chronicled the sales under Trump and under Obama. Christmas sales, retail sales during the times of the holidays. Donald Trump, through the roof, every year, breaking records. Barack Obama, I dare you. For you Obama-loving morons out there, I dare you to look at the retail numbers during his tenure. I dare you. I double dare you. Then contact the show. Come back. Let me know the results. See, I've already done the research. Compare those sales year over year. But don't you dare compare them to Trump. Year over year, they suck compared to Trump. As I said, I give you the first black president. It's Donald Trump. I could certainly make the case for that. Christmas numbers up. Retail sales numbers up. But we did get some reminders of Obama. We did. Black Lives Matter held a protest against white capitalism over the holidays. I gave you the numbers. Do you think anybody cared? Do you think people went, Black Lives Matter, man, went out there buying those Black Lives Matter posters, sticking them up in their front yards, holding up their fists, Black Lives Matter, I ain't going shopping, man. Hey, I wonder how black folks took it. Protest against white capitalism. Not black capitalism, not Asian capitalism, not Indian capitalism, not whatever. Black people, Black Lives Matter, protested against white capitalism. See, they don't just dislike capitalism. They dislike certain aspects of capitalism, and that would be white capitalism. I would love for one of them to tell me what is white capitalism. Because if you're protesting it, I want you to strip down to the bare necessities of and show me your black ethnic capitalism. I want to see it. I want to see black nationalism capitalism at its finest. I want to see brothers walking around in dashikis and whatever. I don't even know what it was. What do black people make? Where do you get stuff if you were going to just be a black capitalist? Do you only get an Obama phone and watch BET, which, by the way, is no longer owned by black folks? There's hardly anything owned by blacks. You think it's white folks' fault? God. This is the jacked up world we live in today because of leftists. You want some other reminders of Obama's Christmas past? If you want to go Scrooge on me, I can give you some. Black on black crime. Two mass shootings, folks, in Baltimore and Chicago. I want to say it was 7 people killed in one and 4. And I don't know the numbers, but I can tell you this. It was a lot. And it was parties. Black people partying together. Hey, come on over to my party. Yeah, come over. Yeah, but oh. You know what I tell my son, my youngest son? Because he's getting to that age where he's going to parties and what have you. I tell him, don't go to black parties. I tell him many times, be careful the party you go to anyway. Okay, just be careful in general. But don't go to a party that is dominated by black folks. Oh, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, God, sounds like a terrible thing to tell you, say to your son. Well, let me tell you, I've been to them. Growing up, I've told this story so many times. We had a black party at one of my cousin's house, and her daughter, Bobby, with an I, threatened to shoot us. And she wasn't even kidding. Had people not grabbed this crazy woman, somebody would have been shot by my own cousin, Bobby. Crazy woman, crazier whole doggone life. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Folks, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. So glad you're with me. Glad you're back from the holidays. As you can tell, I'm a little under the weather.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I speak of the tragedies. Excuse me. Why did I speak of the tragedies that happened at the end of the year? Two mass shootings that the left did not talk about? Not as to be doom and gloom, but to let you guys remember what time you've entered into. What time you're leaving behind and what time you've entered into. Those shootings at those black parties are a legacy of the Democratic Party. They are a legacy of Barack Obama. That's what they are. To remind you of what could have been had we continued the stupid policies of Barack Obama. The hatred of police. The hatred of capitalists. The hatred of the military. The hatred of evangelicals. Leftists teach hatred, folks, particularly, get it, pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. If you got a kid, make sure they listen to this segment of the Kevin Jackson Show. Leftists teach hatred, particularly the hatred of self. They do not want you to love yourself. They want you to hate yourself. Consider what I just said, hatred of self, hatred of America, hatred of your identity. Why do you think these clowns steal identity? Why do you think they don't want you to feel good about being American? Hatred of self. They teach hatred. Hatred of your identity. It's okay to steal an identity you don't care about. It's funny, when you talk about identity theft in the black community, people are like, man, I hope somebody steal my credit. Shoot, they'd probably make it better. I know I'm doing a broad brush around the black community because I'm certainly joking. I have good credit. I know many blacks have good credit. But we know that there are many, many blacks who don't. The joke, and don't trust me when I tell you this, folks. I'm around comedians all the time. We're writing jokes all the time. Black comedians write more jokes about the black condition that you will never hear. Yeah. If you tell the same joke that a black comedian tells and he talks about his credit or whatever, the credit of black folks, you'll go to prison. You might as well misgendered somebody. But we know the deal. We know the deal, folks. So leftists teach hatred of self. Go ahead, steal my identity. It's not worth anything. You're an American? Big deal. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Post-Christmas. Pre-New Year's. That crazy period. By the way, I was under the weather. Boy, was I under the weather. Went down to Mar-a-Lago. Hung out with the president and this crowd. TPUSA had a big event down there. Hanging out with my boy King Face. You don't know who he is, look him up. King Face. K-I-N-G-F-A-S-E. I'm sorry, F-A-C-E. That's funny. My brain is still fried, as you can tell. Anyway, I got sick down there and was sick over the holidays. You ruined Christmas. Forget the gifts and all that. You don't want to be sick over the holidays. I got sick over the holidays. Anyway, racism failed. Not just because Trump isn't racist, but because you know you're not racist and America is not racist. Ergo, the person you elected is not racist. But boy, the left wanted you to think he was. And you know what happened? They failed. Sexism failed. Not just because Trump isn't sexist, because you know you're not sexist, and you know that America is not sexist. You know if there's any place in the world that you would rather be a woman or a member of the LGBTQ, it is in this country. I dare anybody to tell me where there's more opportunity for any of the disenfranchised groups, as the left likes to put it. Where is it better to be black? Here's the irony. Pick any African country and tell me that any black person will tell, oh yeah, it's much better to be black in Somalia. Yeah, well then go try it. Let the bleeding heart liberals tell you, where is it better to be a black person? Oh, Donald Trump, he's ruining black people. I mean, I think about De Niro and these clowns out there in Hollywood trying to convince black folks how bad it is for them. And here's what's the sad part. They've made black people so stupid, some of them, that they believe it. I mean, we celebrate the idea that Donald Trump is at 30% plus in the polls. It's a big number, right? For the number of blacks who've maybe got it. But that's a stupid number when you consider 70% or more of the people in this country, black folks in this country, believe the Democrat BS. Racism. Media bias failed in this country. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump proved how biased they really were. He proved the truth about them. And you backed him up. You stopped playing along. You stopped listening to the media. I don't even click on their clickbait. Whenever it says, Donald Trump is a racist, I skim right by. I look at the headline and go, no, I see what you're trying to do. Unless your headline says, Donald Trump and Melania at the White House do some really amazing things, I'll click on that. I'll click on anything positive about the conservative movement, but I don't click on anything negative. I'll read between the lines and go, oh, look at what these fools are trying to convince me of, and I'll write about it. And somebody else maybe give me a snippet. I don't click those articles. What about the squad? Remember them? How'd they finish out the year? Racism finished out the year bad. Sexism finished out the year bad. The media finished out the year bad. How did the squad finish out the year? Tlaib and Omar, right? I don't even know the black chick's name, AOC. She's talking about, I'd be proud to be Bernie Sanders' running mate. And you know what? Bernie Sanders might be stupid enough to try to bring her on. Good for him. Losers attracting other losers. How's the squad doing? Are they making headway against the president? Are people paying attention to who they are and going, oh my gosh, this is last time I checked, Omar and Rashid are, one of them, well, maybe both of them are under ethics investigations. Maybe, I'm trying to remember. You guys remember? I don't think they're faring too well. How's Stormy Daniels doing? Anybody heard anything about Stormy? I mean, we're doing a year in review. Was she even relevant in 2019? Stormy Daniels is now, I think, newly divorced, got charged with assault charges for attacking her former husband. I think they're divorced now, or in the process of getting divorced. She's broke. Probably, it's kind of like the old Frontier days. When you were a saloon girl, it was because you were at the height of your wantability. You know, when the cowhands came in off the field, they were like, we want the best girls here because we get the best dollar. But on the way out of town were the dregs, were the former prostitutes, the saloon girls, who could no longer make it. They had been rode hard and put up wet, and their time was over. And if you were a cowpoke and you were just at the last leg, you know, you're like, okay, well, I ran out of money from in town. If you had a nickel left over, you know, maybe you go to the girls that were on the outskirts of town. That's where Stormy Daniels would be if she even works anymore. She's the equivalent of that. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some other things that failed and why you are winning, and you got a great year coming up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following the horrific machete attack in New York that injured 5 people celebrating Hanukkah, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken says that the attack was a symptom of a much larger concern that's going on in New York regarding anti-Semitism. Hyken was also not happy with some of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's comments.
He's more interested in the politics than he is in terms of dealing with the hate. No American, no New Yorker should be afraid to walk the streets. No parent should be afraid to let their kids out in the street. This is America.
Iranian officials are threatening to retaliate following U.S. airstrikes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrikes were against an Iranian-based militia in Iraq who attacked an American facility on Friday, killing a U.S. contractor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Nothing but tragedy befalling the Democrats. You can't put that kind of bad karma out decade after decade. The hatred that these people have, the hatred of self that they teach, you can't put that out there for that long without it coming back to, you know, circling back to kick you in your own butt. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's exactly what has occurred within the Democratic Party. They kick their own butts. By the way, I will get to impeachment here in a bit. And I said before the holidays, I said, Nancy Pelosi would be crazy to impeach. I said they took this as far as they could take it. I can't imagine them taking it to the Senate. I even partially fell on the sword and said I didn't think they would even go this far. But I'm not technically wrong. Anyway, glad you guys are back. Talking about the failures of 2019 with the Democrats. The failure. The failure of the Obama legacy. A legacy that has brought brutality to this nation. The most divisive nation part-time in America's history. Second, maybe, certainly in the modern era, was the election of Barack Obama. I know it's antithetical when you think, no, Kevin, we elected a black man. The nation came together to elect a black man. Well, I don't believe that's the case. The nation came together to sort of say, let's just put a stopper on this idea for black folks that you can't achieve the biggest success possible in this country. We thought it was going to bring everything together. I didn't vote for Obama, but many people did. Many of you did for that reason. And it backfired because Obama brought the most racially divisive time in history. Now, what's funny, the Democrats want you to believe we live in that time now. If we do, let me tell you, it is the legacy of Barack Obama because it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Even, let me just tell you how Democrats are. Gavin Newsom is blaming the homelessness problem in California on Donald Trump. Okay? That should just give you an idea of everything for the Democrats now is Donald Trump. But we're talking about this legacy 2019 stuff, the holdover stuff, the Barack Obama era. Hatred of self. They tried racism. They wanted America to identify itself as a racist country. We refuse. They wanted us to identify ourselves as a sexist country. We refuse. They said we're homophobic. We refuse to believe that about ourselves. And a host of other things that they've accused us of that we've rejected. And rightfully so. You're smart enough to go, look, I don't have to agree with your lifestyle. It's just because I don't doesn't mean I don't like you. I don't have to agree with you in order to like you. in anything. I have to agree with. I have some friends that are vegans. I think they're weird as heck. I like them. But it was funny. Somebody said, do we want to spend Christmas at their, you know, because there was a group of friends going, do we want to spend Christmas with them? And everybody went, no, they're vegans. We like them, but we don't want to spend Christmas with them because we're going to eat meat. And we don't want to deal with the ramifications of, you know, or whatever things they may think of us. And we don't care about them. Eat what you want. But what do? Vegan. How dare you eat meat? How dare you use those animal products and all that? Who wants to deal with that, right? So we made a conscious decision as carnivores to avoid our vegan friends for Christmas. We love them. We, you know, they're in fact, one of the couples, it's their kids. Nope. Not gonna do it. Not gonna put ourselves through it. Anyway, we're not racist. We're not sexist. We're not homophobic. We're not Islamophobic. We're none of those things. We're a loving, embracing country. And you know why that? The media failed to convince us of that. They've been successful up to this point. And by the way, there are a litany of people out there who believe the hype. Just not as many as it used to be. I mentioned the squad field. I mentioned the Stormy Daniels field. But we get into bigger things like the Russian collusion. That failed. Russian obstruction, or Russian collusion obstruction, I guess I should say, that failed. Ukraine coercion, that failed. All made up, all imploding on the Democrats in what will be the best year. I told you 2019 was going to be a good year for you, and by the way, Happy New Year. And I'm not saying Happy New Year because in a few days it's going to be New Year's. Another year, 2020, the year of vision, the year of clarity. Is it any wonder that all of this is going to come to a head in 2020 when you will have hindsight, when you will have clarity of vision under Donald Trump? Do you think that God did not ordain for this to happen at this time with you being a part of it? Congratulations to you. Who loves America, folks? The man who coined Make America Great Again, or the other side of this argument, of this debate? A debate about, do we want to embrace being American? The American spirit. Who loves America? The side who wants to impeach a man who has proven that he has America's best interest at heart. Who may be the only politician serving who hasn't made money while in office, but instead lost money. I dare you to look at Bloomberg. See how much money he made while he was mayor of New York. Look at de Blasio. I dare you to look at any member of the Congressional Black Circus, any of those clowns. Look at any of them. Donald Trump loses money all the time, doesn't even care, because the issue, this is a bigger thing for him. The left want him impeached, though. And here's some reasons why they're mad at him. I just want you to understand a little bit about, you know, how this factors in looking back in 2019. Donald Trump forced NATO to pay its bills. He says, NATO, stop relying on America. Pay your bills per our agreement. This is a treaty. This isn't a handshake deal. We're all supposed to pay 2% of our GDP towards the defense of the world. And the United States does it routinely, overwhelmingly. Look at the numbers year upon year. And you know what the left says? Hey, look at him, what he's doing to our partners. Forcing our partners to live up. It would be like saying, okay, you have a kid and you say, what do you want to achieve, you know, and they set goals for themselves and they live up to none of it. And you just ignore it. Would you be a good parent? I don't know how you do things with your kids. I've told my sons, clean your room. These are the standards of what you're going to live by. And they have to. There's something to be said. There's a consequence if you don't. Anyway, Trump took us out of trade deals that cost us almost $800 billion a year. And do you know, the left got mad at him? How dare he enter us into a trade war where we could recover some of that money? where we could bring manufacturing jobs back. Barack Obama said those jobs are gone. He needs to leave it alone. How dare he improve this economy? How dare he? How dare he give you back money in the form of tax cuts that have revitalized this economy in ways nobody thought were possible? Tax cuts to businesses that have inspired the lowest unemployment in decades. The lowest unemployment for special interest groups that the left claims to serve in history. And they want to be mad at him. How dare he give businesses tax cuts? How dare he give people, pay attention folks, their money back? How dare you get your money back? We figured out ways to get it from him, and what's he do? He empowers them by giving it back to him. And giving it back to corporations creates more jobs. Giving it back to people means money moves faster through the economy because people know better how to spend their money than government. And I could go on. And they hate him for it. All of this has resulted in slowing down the rate of debt growth, the best economy in American history. Donald Trump has turned around the housing market. He's created more entrepreneurs, and particularly more black entrepreneurs, more Latino entrepreneurs, more women entrepreneurs, more Muslim entrepreneurs than any president in history. And do you think they're going to credit him for it? Obama grew the debt $1 trillion every year he was in office, from 10 to 20 trillion. We sit at 22, I don't know, but it isn't growing at the rate that Barack Obama grew it. I'm not defending it by any means, but it isn't growing at that rate. And if they left Donald Trump alone, who knows? He might actually start shrinking that debt. What's your portfolio look like? I'd be curious for people to just send me a note. Say, Kev, my portfolio when Trump took office was this. It's this now. I'd be curious. I can say this for my personal self. Mine's through the roof. It represents the very economy that Trump said he would create. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Impeachment happened, right? Or kinda happened. I'm not sure what happened. Are you? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's rather cryptic. Pelosi, well, I'll send it to the Senate if you do this. If they don't do this, then it's not going to go. And then there are black members of the Congressional Black Circus going, well, regardless of whether she says it, impeachment happened. No, I don't think so. Technically, impeachment hasn't happened. I'm not trying to split hairs with you. I'm telling you what's the rule. You know, people are talking about this. And the reason is, as I said to you guys, I said the Democrats are stupid, but they can't be that stupid. to want to impeach Donald Trump, to go through with it and know where it has to go. So now Nancy Pelosi's playing Tina Tough Butt, saying, here, I'm not sending it down there unless Mitch McConnell says he's going to play by the rules. Really? So Schiff doesn't have to play by any rules, but McConnell does. I've talked about it before the holiday. I hope McConnell says, I just wanted to get out of here quickly. I think McConnell should milk it. Then you have Linda Murkowski saying, Senator from Alaska, a rhino. I don't like the way McConnell is colluding with the White House. Colluding? You mean actually giving him a say in his defense? That's colluding for you, Rhino Murkowski? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com. I apologize, I am a bit under the weather. I was sick the entirety of the holidays. Woo! It has not been fun. Anyway, Trump was supposedly impeached and some Democrats thought he was gone. And I love the dim-witted. I only wish I could have been with these clowns the next day when they found out that Trump is indeed still their president. I suspect election night on 2020 is going to be much like the presidential election of 2016. Actually, I think it's going to be worse for Democrats. They're going to cheat, but they don't have the numbers to cheat as they have in the past, particularly black folks. These inner city black folks are going, y'all ain't fooling us anymore. But we have more in our favor than just a handful of black folks coming over. We got a lot of Democrats. Look, people are not nearly as stupid as they were in the past. Democrats have awakened, and many of them are siding with us. I want to, I got to talk about Brandon Strachan, the walkaway movement, and because Brandon put a word to it, but Democrats have been walking away for a long time. Candace Owens wants to put a word to to black people leaving the movement. This blacks and Latinos, I guess, as he's calling it, Blexit, or maybe it is black for just BL, Blexit. But let me tell you, black folks were leaving long before Candace Owens hit the scene. There's not a hardcore black conservative out there that's going, oh my gosh, Candace made it happen. This was happening long before that. There's many Democrats that are going, Brandon who? No offense to either one of them, but they're going, I was leaving these clowns anyway. And maybe it was an influence of a Candace or a Brandon, but I'll tell you this, I get contacted all the time from black folks and non-blacks, Democrats in general, going, Kev, you're the reason I left the Democrats. Well, congratulations to both of us. Congratulations to me for giving you the ability to see what you needed to see. Don't give me credit, though. You're the one who deserves the credit. I don't own a movement like that. You own your own minds and you knew why you did it. But let me tell you the biggest reason why you did it. It was because the warrior who exists in the White House. That's the main reason you did it. Now, I was anti-Democrat for a long time. I'm not pro-Republican necessarily. I vote Republican most of the time. Or I don't vote. And I vote best candidate, which typically is the Republican. And the reason is, and I've told people, many people this, is because the Republicans freed the slaves. I figure I wouldn't be here if they hadn't fought, if 386,000 Republicans hadn't died on the battlefield so that my ancestors could walk off of a plantation. That deserves something from me. But the Republican Party of today doesn't deserve my vote necessarily, other than they're not Democrats. They've been Democrat light, which is why I haven't voted for many of them. And there are times when I voted for them that I wish I could take it back. Like Romney and McCain. Two of the most worthless votes I've ever cast in my life. Anyway, the reason I want to talk to you about this impeachment is, as I said earlier, I told you Democrats, I didn't think they'd go there. Only the most moronic idiot on the planet would push that issue, and they did it. They backed themselves into a corner. Now they got to fight their way out, and Pelosi is not going to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Now, as I said, she wouldn't do it. She wants assurances of a fair process. It's a joke. After what Schiff and Nadler did, she wants a fair process. Well, let me tell you what this really is. This is a stall tactic. That's what this is. Pelosi hopes her latest antics will somehow, in the magical world of crazy leftism, out of the chaos will come some sanity that's going to find itself in putting the Democrats in favor, you know, where people are going to go, oh my gosh, now I see why they wanted to do this, because Donald Trump screwed up in this way. They want to keep this as alive as long as they can in hopes of something happening. And let me just tell you, well, I've said this to many salespeople that work for me. Hope is not a strategy. It's not a strategy. Yeah. She won't release the articles of impeachment until the Senate agrees to her terms. In other words, Nancy is committing a quid pro quo, exactly what Trump was falsely accused of doing. The hypocrisy of her act is unbelievable. And during the holidays, folks, I don't know if you saw this, but what about this Washington Post with the Mary impeachmas from the WAPO team tweet? Right. A media group. How fair of them to want to celebrate impeachment of Donald Trump. Have Mary impeachmas. And then the girl takes it down. We weren't really celebrating the fake news of impeachment of Donald Trump, but we were celebrating the holidays after a long 3 months. We'll retweet with a better caption. That was what she kind of came back with. You know, we were just goofing around, and we were just all punchy from, you know, it was over. They were giddy. They were happy. And as I said, there were a group of people, leftists, minions, voting minions, who believed that Donald Trump was no longer going to be president. Once that vote occurred, that was the end. I want you to understand how mad they have to be at the Democrats. See, there's a section of the American public that we don't worry about. If you were for impeachment at all, there's nobody in their right mind worried about you. They're like, forget these knuckleheads, right? But if you're one of those, I mean, I know you're not if you're listening to this program. But if you know of one of those people, they woke up and went, oh, man, Donald Trump ain't president. What? He's still president? What? I don't understand, man. How can he still be president when Nancy Pelosi and them impeached him and what? Man, I don't get this. Does that have something to do with the Electoral College and stuff? Crazy, man. So, I want you to just understand, Donald Trump is still president. These people were mad. They're celebrating impeachment at the Washington Post. Take it down. No, we don't want to appear unbiased. Yeah, we don't want people to get the wrong idea. I asked this question, too. I don't know if I've asked it of the audience yet, but do you trust the FBI? After everything you learned, do you trust the FBI? Richard Jewell came out, the movie, and I have to tell you, I love the timing of this. But there's another story that goes along with this. A former FBI agent was sentenced to 7 days in jail and a $500 fine for illegally assessing a neighbor's email account in a bid to head off an apparent smear campaign against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mark Tolson, 60, pleaded guilty in September to a misdemeanor charge of computer fraud and abuse for his unusual effort last fall to derail eccentric Washington lobbyist Jack Berkman's attempt to obtain information to be used in sexual misconduct allegations against Mueller. How is this a misdemeanor? The FBI guy spying on his neighbor. This goes to show you how desperate they can be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.